Physics 3, Part 1, Medical Applications of Physics. X-rays are part of the electromagnetic spectrum. They have a very short wavelength and can cause ionization, which means mutations in our DNA, which may lead to cancer. Other properties include, they affect photographic film in the same way as light. They are absorbed by metal and bone. They are transmitted by healthy tissue. Their wavelength is of the same order of magnitude, that's about the same size, as the diameter of an atom, and so can be used to visualize atoms. X-rays can be used to diagnose and treat some medical conditions. For example, CT scans, bone fractures, dental problems, and killing cancer cells. The use of charge-coupled devices, CCDs, allows images to be formed electronically, in much the same way as they do in a digital camera. Precautions need to be taken when using X-ray machines and CT scanners. The operator of the machine has the potential to receive a much higher dose than any patient, as that is what they do day in, day out. To minimise the dose that they receive, and hence the risk of forming mutations, they often stand behind a leaded screen while the scanning is taking place. The screen absorbs any stray X-rays that haven't gone through the patient into the sensor. Although there are risks for having X-rays to the patient as well, the benefit normally well outweighs the risk. For example, if a person's broken their arm, it is better to give them an X-ray than to open up their arm with surgery, where the risk of infection is far higher than the slight increase in chance of getting cancer from the X-ray. CT scans are formed from multiple X-rays to give a 3D image and therefore can be viewed from different directions. This is a great advantage over an X-ray. Ultrasound. Electronic systems can be used to produce ultrasonic waves which have a frequency higher than the upper limit of human hearing, which is about 20,000 Hz. The lower range of human hearing is only 20 Hz. Ultrasound waves are partially reflected when they meet a boundary between two different media. The time taken for reflections to reach a detector can be used to determine how far away such a boundary is. But don't forget, the time taken for the reflection or echo to return to the sensor is twice the distance than the object is away. Ultrasound waves can be used in medicine. Obvious examples include prenatal scanning and the removal of kidney stones. Lenses. Refraction is the change of direction of light as it passes from one medium to another. A lens forms an image by refracting light. In a convex or converging lens, parallel rays of light are brought to a focus at the principal focus. The distance from the lens to the principal focus is known as the focal length. The nature of an image is defined by its size relative to the object, whether it is upright or inverted relative to the object, and whether it is real or virtual. The nature of an image produced by a converging lens depends on where the object is placed relative to its focal length. Beyond twice the focal distance, the image is diminished, that's smaller, inverted and real. Between two times the focal length and the focal length, the image is enlarged, inverted and real. And closest to the lens within the focal length, the image is enlarged, upright, and virtual. It is in this final arrangement that a converging lens can be used as a magnifying glass. The nature of image produced by a concave or diverging lens does not depend on the position of the object. It is always diminished, upright, and virtual. You will need to be able to construct ray diagrams to show the formation of images by converging and diverging lenses. Remember, a ray that goes through the centre of a lens is unaffected, so will continue as a straight line. For a diverging lens, a ray that is parallel to the lens's axis will pass through the focal point on the opposite side of the lens. Likewise, a ray coming from the focal point of the lens will end up going parallel to the axis of the lens. Diverging lenses are similar. But in this case, light that is parallel to the axis of the lens will be bent such that it appears to have come from the focus in front of the lens. These lenses never produce an image on their own. Instead, their diverging rays must be collected by another lens, namely those in the eye, to be rendered an image. The eye is made up of a retina, lens, cornea, pupil and iris, ciliary muscles, and suspensory ligaments. The retina is the light-sensitive cells at the back of the eye on which the image is formed. The lens is the variable thickness lens that focuses objects at different distances onto the retina. The cornea is the bit at the front of the eye which also acts as a lens. The iris is the coloured part of the eye and defines the edge of the pupil, the hole through which the light actually enters the eyeball. The ciliary muscles are connected to the lens by the suspensory ligaments. It is these muscles that pull on the lens to change its shape and therefore its focal length. A camera is very much like an eye. The retina is like the film or sensor at the back of the camera. The lens is fairly obvious as the lens, along with the cornea in the eye, mimicking the lenses within a camera. Both use converging lenses to form a real image, and the image is inverted. Defective vision can either be long-sighted or short-sighted. In long-sighted people, the eyeball is too short, or, another way to think about it, the image is formed too long behind the eyeball. Thus, on the retina is actually a blur. Short-sighted, caused by the eyeball being too long, or the image forming too short of the retina, again means the image is a blur. This can be corrected through the use of an appropriate lens. Most people's vision is limited to a near point of approximately 25 centimetres and a far point of infinity. We can focus on any objects within that range. The focal length of a lens is determined by the refractive index of the material from which the lens is made and the curvature of the two surfaces of the lens. For a given focal length, the greater the refractive index, the flatter the lens. This means that the lens can be manufactured thinner. When a ray strikes a surface at greater than the critical angle, it is totally internally reflected. This allows visible light to be sent along fibre optics. This allowed the development of the endoscope, which can be used for internal imaging. Rather than placing the whole camera inside the body, just a thin bundle of fibre optics can be inserted. The laser can be used as an energy source for cutting, cauterizing, and burning of skin and tissue. This can be used in laser eye surgery, in which the scar tissue reshapes the lens, refocusing the light.